process. First of all, we do have for the first time live streaming of the committee minutes and meetings, so we're pleased to do that. We are getting a little feedback on the mic, Madam Clerk, so if you could, I don't know if it's turning down the volume or just moving the mics back, let's see if we can take care of that. Before we get started, Mr. Colon is going to address the committee. Mr. Colon.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I just wanted to share some good news with the committee. Oftentimes, we just hear about the negative stuff through the media. So there's some very positive things that are happening in the housing division. I want to really acknowledge the leadership of Jim Matthey and others in the housing division with regard to a lot of improvements we're making. The things I want to share with you today, first, the Self-Care Plus program, we had an audit from HUD. They indicated that it was the best review they've had in the last in 10 and a half years. So really happy about that comment. Also, as a result of that HUD, they've asked us to participate in their next HUD entitlement enforcement conference, which is coming up, so that we can talk about our supportive housing model. So we're really excited about that. Also, our Section 8 program, our rent subsidy program, we've increased our timeliness of getting rent checks to landlords. We've made a significant improvement from 14% to 85% of these checks being on time. So again, I hope you'll get a lot of calls from these landlords indicating how happy they are they're getting their rent checks. Lastly, our Section 8 program, we made a lot of reforms in that program. For the first time anybody can remember, we've opened up our wait list of over 6,000 people to now be able to, we're accepting applications to for rent subsidy payments to the most needy in this county. So I just want to thank the Housing Division for their leadership and all the reforms going on to make these improvements to this program.
Thank you, Mr. Colon, and I think that reflects on the leadership in your department, so thank you for that. Any of the committee members? Supervisor Schmidt?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I guess when I hear that, too, I mean, I know that news media has to portray the news, and we always get the worst of what's going on. But this is the kind of stuff that we have, you know, much more proactive, I think, public information available to your office, too. And the things we do well, we should get some publicity for that, especially coming up to budget and what needs you have. I mean, this is probably the, as you said, and I think all of us on the committee any time realize that the tremendous good Milwaukee County does in a number of areas you just spoke to, first-time home ownership and the rent assistance, the subsidized housing stuff we do. I mean, we do so much in so many areas that go below the wavelength in the media stuff. And, you know, we need to speak to those things. So that would be my comment. And my question would be, how do we disseminate, have we improved our information system? It's always important that we get out to the right communities and make them aware, like in first-time homeowners. And a lot of people say, well, you know, I make $30,000, so I'm not eligible for this, but that's not always true. Could you speak to just a moment? I hope that's okay, Madam Chair, just to get some information out or how we publicize. How do we get out information in these areas so people can avail themselves of these good programs we do have? Thank you.
Mr. Cole.
Absolutely. And that is something that's very important. In the case where the Section 8, we provided letters to over 6,000 people to let them know that we've opened up the wait list. We've also have communicated with landlords regarding some of the improvements. But this is an area where, quite frankly, we're going to continue to try to do better, get information on our website. We're in the process of hiring a communications person that we think will really help us disseminate our information more to our constituents. So it is something that we're doing an okay job of, but want to do a better job in the future.
I just have one quick follow-up.
And then I'm not going to be talking on every issue here, because I know there's so much to do, and this is kind of preliminary budget stuff, but just preparing our departments looking at it is, my question is, you know, HUD changes regulations. We've been caught before. Who do we have looking at this more closely? You said, you know, HUD has done more. I mean, with the federal regulations and stuff, we got to stay on top of that, and that's where some of our problems have been in the past. What are we doing to make sure this doesn't happen again?
Sure.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I'm done.
We have an awesome, thank you, Supervisor. We have an awesome relationship with HUD, so we've been in close contact with them, you know, on an ongoing basis. We have staff that are really on top of this. We don't want to make mistakes that we've made in the past, and we feel very confident that moving forward, we would not put the county in a position where they would be liable for any payments as a result of ineligible projects. We feel very, very confident about that. So we will, and I will say HUD has indicated that they never, the rules have always been the rules. They really didn't change. They're just more actively looking at them and enforcing them. But we're really on top of things, and we're also a big part of this is provide education to the organizations and our partners that receive these grants. So we created this sub-recipient manual. We're having these educational information sessions with them. You know, there's a lot more education than what's been done in the past.
Okay, I think we've got the feedback problems resolved. Is that we need anything else before we start? Just leave them on. All right. Mr. Cologne, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We're all finished here.
Yeah.
Yep, just leave the mics on. You don't have to be turning them on and off.
All right.
All right. We have a lengthy public hearing this morning, and there are some procedural rules that I'd like to just review before we get started. First of all, there are blue cards in the back of the room. Anyone planning to speak should fill out one of those blue cards. We're going to ask that we have one speaker per grant application. If there are several of you here, you can certainly come up to the table together, be introduced, but please designate one speaker. Mr. Glenn Boltman will be a timer. We're going to ask that you each keep your comments to 2 minutes. Mr. Boltman will indicate when 15 seconds remain so that you can try to sum up your comments. And then committee members will be permitted to ask questions after each of the presentations, but I am going to ask the committee, because we have a lengthy program this morning, that you try to keep your questions very succinct and to the point and try to keep the program moving this morning. And then if there are any public comments about the presentations being made, we will leave those to the end. Those individuals would also need to fill out a blue card and submit them. So with that presentation, I'm going to ask that we begin. Do you have blue cards already, or...? I will take it in order, and if you have a blue card, then just bring it up with you, and you can give it to the person at the end of the table, and they'll pass them up. All right, Brown Deer is first. Is there someone here from Brown Deer?
Madam Chair, did you want me to read the item into the record?
Yes.
Item number one, from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the 2013 Community Development Block Grant Allocation Process and Public Hearing. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right, so you can complete that card when you're finished. If you could just introduce yourself, please. And
good morning. My name is Chad Hoyer. I'm the Park and Recreation Director for the Village of Brown Deer, and I'm in representing Matthew Janicki, who is the person who's our project contact for the for our CDGB fund money. He's currently on vacation, and he asked me to represent him today. I'm just going to give you a brief explanation what we use the funds. We've been using these funds since 1986 for operational and rental costs used for our senior citizens club and programs. The funds are used to assist Brown Deer and the club to improve the quality of life through skill development, socialization opportunities, and meaningful use of their leisure time. Basically, we use these funds to help low to moderate income people in Brown Deer.